Justin, what you see here is a Royal Australian Air Force Chinook from number 12 Squadron lifting out the Helen Pelican 2 after we finally removed the outer wing panels and engines. And it's a very emotional shot because you must realise when this shot was taken, you had on the ground watching it approximately 15 personnel who'd flown thousands of miles, who'd been held up at every point. We stood there and watched this aeroplane fly, and for all of us, I remember there was dead silence for minutes after the aircraft left. We realised we were watching history being reenacted. It was the first time that the aeroplane had flown in 40 years. There was a great historical comparison here. The two crew who landed, forced out of this aeroplane, it took them 15 days to get back to safety. When we added up the days it took us to retrieve the aircraft successfully, it was also 15 days. So in a sense, it was quite a humbling experience to watch this finally be lifted out, the result of countless hours of hard work and sweat. The outer wing panels were removed, shipped separately. The shield came back for those later. This was the first thing that went out, of course. They were put in a net, along with other things, such as the cockpit hatch. But I think it might be opportune to have another look at this. You've got a Chinook there, which is a large helicopter. To do this operation commercially would have cost millions, as it indeed did the RAF. And there's been other salvage jobs done using larger helicopters by outsiders who are not technically competent. And the mere fact of lifting this airframe is, if it's not slung correctly, you will damage the airframe by merely lifting it up. We mustn't forget aircraft are designed only to live in one environment, and that is in the air. So putting slings on airframes, if not done properly, will damage them irretrievably. And I'm quite horrified when I see amateurs and their plans to unbolt wings and lift them out. Frankly, Justin, you won't get away with it without damaging the wings, especially if you leave engines attached and so forth. The Royal Australian Air Force has a specialist profession, in fact, called aerial rigger. We had one such person on this. In other words, the whole airframe was carefully examined and then professionally rigged. If it hadn't been professionally rigged, there's another danger, which is the airframe starts swinging beneath the chopper to the extent it makes the chopper dangerous to handle. And when that happens, and if it happens, it's called oscillation, you have to cut the load. So, if the airframe's not properly rigged, we would have lost the whole ship. There are outsiders who believe they can go to places like New Guinea, cut aircraft up, damage them in the first process, and then they believe all they have to do is tie a rope around them and lift them out. This is like pretending that it's someone who's studied music for 1 year can play Mozart. It just doesn't work. The reality is that the airframe will be irretrievably damaged. I think you're agreed with me that in such circumstances it's best to leave the aircraft where it is.